I act in a vital manner. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. I act in a vital manner. Now, many people, they think going into meditation is going into a relaxed state, very close to sleep, and very close to so relaxed that you're just unaware of anything. Well, meditation is a very active thing. Introspection is listening within, where you are quiet and you listen to whatever the divine in you says. But meditation is to think about. Meditation is to be active with. Meditation is to be vital. I act in a vital manner when I meditate. Now, yes, okay, I am going to meditate on, say for instance, I'm going to meditate on peace. I choose to have peace on earth, peace in me, peace in my world. Now that's a very powerful idea to meditate on. So now, I'm going to meditate on peace. And as I meditate on peace, I think on peace. I think peace. Before I go to bed each night, as I lay down and am ready to doze off, I just say, peace, I want peace in my consciousness, so I vitally say, I am peace. Peace, 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 peace. And as I say, I am peace, then I drift off to sleep in the attitude of peace. And my dreams are peaceful, my night is peaceful, my whole activity about me is peaceful, and I wake up in the morning in peaceful attitude. All is in divine order. I have established that as a vital activity in my life. I act in a vital manner. Now, how do I act in a vital manner? I act in a vital manner when I think about or meditate about my dog. I have a golden retriever. You hear about him all the time. He's a wonderful guy. Mr. X. Big as a house. He's over 100 pounds. He's a super guy. And he runs around here as though he were just a spring chicken. And he is only 4 years old, going on 5 this year. But he's 4. But he's a wonderful, fantastic dog. Now, I act in a vital manner when I think of Rex. When I think of Rex, I'm thinking of stroking him. I'm thinking of petting him. I'm thinking of touching his beautiful coat. When I think of Rex, I act in a vital manner. I think of Anita. She is one of our monks here at the campus, and she comes to see Rex every once in a while, at least once a day. And she takes out the brushes, and she brushes Rex. And Rex at first didn't like to be brushed. He says, "Let me alone. I have a perfect coat. Everything's in divine order. Let me alone." But Anita began to touch him in such a loving, gentle way that Rex says, "Oh, more, more, more." And so she brushed him and brushed him. And every day his coat becomes more glorious and more beautiful. And as we walk around campus, Rex acts in a vital manner. He is just so perky and so beautiful. And everybody wants to hug him and snuggle him. Well, now, why? Because he has a lovely coat? Well, that may help. But he has a lovely manner. He is taught under every circumstance with us that he is love. I don't believe I have ever struck that dog for doing something wrong. And as he is learning to do things right, he sometimes does things wrong. But I never had to spank him. I never had to say, "You're a naughty dog, you're a bad dog." I would say, "Rex, come here. You're a good dog. Rex, I like it when you do this. Rex, I like..." And I would just talk to him as though he understood every single word I say. And I believe he does understand every single word I say. If he doesn't understand the language, the spelling and the grammar and so forth, which many people have difficulty with, He understands the nuances. He understands the feelings that I have. He understands the vitality that I put into my words. He understands that when I act in a vital manner, he just flows with that vital manner. He is me. I'm walking along the path, and he is off wandering in the bush someplace, searching up something to play with and to run after and have fun with. And I think to myself, okay, Rex, walk with me now. Come walk with me. And next thing you know, there he is walking right alongside of me. Or sometimes I'll give a little whistle. I'm not too much at whistling. As a kid, I whistled my head off, and now I'm shh, shh. Oh, yes, Rex, that's me whistling. When I gave that little whistle just now, he looked up and he says, yes, Dad, what did you want? I said, Rex, I just want to tell you I love you. And I act in a vital manner under all circumstances, at all times. And I'll probably develop my whistle more, but Rex understands the whistle now the way it is. But it's just fun to have the whistle maybe be like it used to be when I was a kid. You know, Rex, you never knew my whistle when I was a kid. But when I was a kid, I would whistle my head off. I would whistle beautiful songs, and I'd walk around just having a great time. And right now, Rex is looking me square in the face, and he's saying, you did, Dad? You did? And he's licking his leg, and he's saying, Dad, you know, you must have been quite a boy. Dad, I'd like to have known you when you were a little boy, but I'm happy knowing you right now, because I'm happy to be in your world. And, Dad, you know, you don't realize it, but you're in my world. And I say, yes, Rex, that's right. You created me, and I created you, and we both did a good job, didn't we? This is what life is all about. Meditation is all about acting in a vital manner. Now, we're talking about peace. And here Rex is lying on his personal love couch, and he is just enjoying himself, acting in such a beautiful, harmonious, vital manner. And he knows that when we get up to go, he stands up first and on his couch, and then he puts his forelegs down, and his hinder is up in the air a mile high. And little by little he stretches, and then he sort of slithers off the couch and then walks with me and dances along and just has such a good time. And I tell you, that is peace. And then we walk out the gate, and I say, okay. And he looks left, right, up, down. He says, which way are we going? We're going to the embassy to take a swim? Or are we going up the mountain to take our walk? Or are we going over to the monastery to have our meal? And I said, what do you mean, Rex, have our meal? You eat your meals at the Hermitage here. And he says, yes, I know, but I get treats up at the monastery, and I don't mind that at all. And I like people. I like people. There's always lots of people up at the monastery. That's fun. All those monk people up there, they're just so lovely. See, Rex looks at me, and he says, they're so lovely. He says, I don't mind being up there at all. They're my friends. And Rex is so right. Every monk in the monastery thinks that he's just the greatest guy. He is pure peace. And whenever anyone has a little difficulty in their heart or their mind, they go and give Rex a big hug. And in the process, he radiates to them the feeling of peace, the feeling of contentment, the feeling of all is right with the world. And this is active meditation. Active meditation is thinking about whatever it is that you're meditating on. And you meditate on little things at a time. Now, Henry in Margate, Florida, sent an email this morning. He said, I'm taking the day off today. And today is a Friday, but he's taking the day off today. And on this day off today, what's he doing? He's out in his garden. He's looking around at the birds. He says, the sky is a clear blue, and it's in the low 60s, and it's early morning in Margate, Florida. Well, now, here it is 3 hours later in California, or is it 4 hours? And the time is quite different, and the day is just as lovely. But as I meditate on peace, I'm thinking of Henry in his garden. As I meditate on peace, I think of my sister up in Delaware, living on her lovely place, and she's looking out her window as she has her cup of coffee, and she sees the beautiful yard that she has there, and that spring gently is coming upon the land in Delaware. I think of my students up in New York, and I think of New Jersey and Brooklyn, and I think of the weather there being just a little nippy yet. And as they are sitting at their homes and they're going about their daily activities, they're doing so in peace and love. I think about the wonderful people who are and have been in my life over the years, and the people who joined in the University of Healing back in 1948 and in 1975 when we incorporated here in California, and who have been with me for 30, 40, 50 years, who are down in Guyana, in Ghana, in Nigeria, in Switzerland, in Russia, in Canada. I name every country on the face of the earth where I have students and friends, and I just feel so peaceful, so wonderful. And you say, well, how can you possibly communicate with all these people? Well, I have a habit. And my habit is, when I first meet a person, I wrap them in my pure white light of love. I surround them with my joy. I fill them so completely with my presence and my feeling of wonderment, my feeling of vitality, that all the years of our relationship, and they go on ad infinitum, all the years of our relationship with every single person I meet, no matter where or how, they become the dearest friend. They become the most beloved angel in my world. And each one of us communicate by thought. Each one of us communicate by our vital manner. And we share this thought, we share this peace, we share this always. And I don't have to write letters, I don't have to do anything. When they meet me again, instantly, I am the same person I always was. Mary Willett up in Minneapolis, she writes this, she sends me little ditties, and I make suggestions on thinking, how I think about it. And then she says, Herb, you have not lost 1 ounce of the joy that you had when you were here in Minneapolis at Andromeda in the 70s. You're fantastic. And you're always right there on top of everything. Well, why am I always there and right on top of everything? Because when I first met Mary, when I first met any of my friends, anybody in the world, I surrounded them with my pure white light of love. I surrounded them with my joy and my presence, and I never left them. I am always with them. I am always in their heart because they're in my heart. I am always in their life because they're in my life. And no matter what telephone call I receive, no matter what letter I receive, no matter what email I receive, no matter what communication of any kind, by thought or any other way, I am there with them in peace because I live in this vitality of peace. That's my meditation, the vitality of peace. I act in a vital manner. I live in this reality, and it is great and so great. But when I live in this reality is who I am. When I live in this reality, this life is who I am, and it's all that I am. There is nothing else in the world for me but peace. And as I look at every person who has ever been or ever will be in my life, I am so in, they are so in my heart, and I am so in their heart. They are so in my heart, in my love, and in my presence, that it would be unthinkable to even imagine our not being linked together by this immutable link of love, this immutable link of unconditional love that I have for all creatures, great and small, and all beings. I love them all. That's who I am. That's what I am. And that's why I don't feel any compunction that I must do something one way or another. I just love. I just love, love, love. And in this love, I act in a vital manner, because it's a living, dynamic love that goes on and grows with every moment that passes by. And it's wonderful. My friends, have a nice day. And I know that you love me just as much as I love you. And boy, do I love you. Have a wonderful day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.